Oh my god. Okay, we're 25 minutes late. I feel like this is the Paul Wharton production where we logged off 25 minutes late. We said, oh heck, it just starts at 2:15. As much as 30 minutes later. I love to save the shade for later, but no, let's open the show with some shade. Shout out everybody who watches us live. Has probably watched us for years. You know the show. You know that we adore Paul Wharton, who has been on the show for many years on and off as a recurring guest. Anyway, the best part about him, though, is he's always late. Always. And today we are super late. I said 10:15 on my social media. I promoted that AJ is back, all these great things. But at Fox 5, I've been like a longtime contributor there. My boss does a political podcast where essentially he just talks politics and I'm like debate him once in a while and then he just keeps talking. So anyway, I had to do his show because the debate was last night, right? So we had to talk all about the debates, which I want to know your opinion on. But that's why I am now 22 minutes late, essentially, to doing our show. And it's almost like Paul Wharton would say, sweetie, just hit live. Tell everybody I'm coming in fashionably late, you know?
And we'd be like, he's okay. Get the helipad ready for me as I arrive in style. Okay, well, I'll just wait for you.
I know. And the last time, I think, this was how you became a full-time co-host on the show, was he said, sweetie, I'm taking a vacation. I'm going to be traveling the world, sweetie. And I might have some work done, sweetie. And so I'll be gone for 2 months, but just tell everybody to anticipate my return in February. I was like, I can't continue. Like, then you're not the co-host of the show anymore. Like, okay, bye.
In the meantime, I'll just eat some curdled cottage cheese and wait for you, I guess. Like, what?
Can I just tell you, I need an endorsement by these guys. They are amazing. Have you guys ever had Good Culture cottage cheese? This is the best.
We'll see.
Who eats cottage cheese besides myself and your 80-year-old grandmother and maybe your child? It's so delicious, though, AJ. It's whole milk cottage cheese. It's the best.
I usually eat it as a dessert with some peaches, some caramelized peaches, but you just like scarf that down for breakfast. You don't even put honey in there. It's just so bland.
You don't love the saltiness of whole cottage cheese. I love Good Culture.
I need Gouda cheese that has a good sodium, but cottage cheese, it tastes like soured milk and it's got curdles in it.
It's so divine. It is so divine. I love it. It's like my favorite thing. And anyway, this is like the best. 19 grams of protein, guys. Like if you work out.
That's good.
People are saying hard pass on the fucking cottage cheese. How do you not love plain cottage
cheese?
You're not
selling it to us very well.
First of all, I'm a New Englander. So I love eating cottage cheese with beans and hot dogs. Like a baked bean supper. You've never had a baked bean supper with cottage cheese?
No. Does that go together? That's very New England, I guess.
Oh my God, Saturday nights in New England are beans, hot dogs, and cottage cheese. And then you have pickles and you add mustard and ketchup to your whole creation and a homemade biscuit. You've never experienced that?
So is that supposed to, that's almost like putting sour cream on it, right?
It's a whole different flavor. I don't know.
It's really?
It's like the beans mix in with the cottage cheese. And it's like this, because the real New England beans are made with like molasses and a little ham or like bacon fried up in it. So then you add the cottage cheese to it and it's almost like these delicious molasses-y beans with salty cheese. It's so good. No one is on here. I got to give you guys a baked bean supper. It's like the best thing ever.
I love to hear your food selections because it's very interesting. You know, I say I'm a human garbage bag, like I'll eat anything. So I'll try your cottage beans, whatever you want to call it.
You have got it. I'm going to do a baked bean supper for you and homemade cottage cheese. This follows yesterday. I made my own tuna salad live on my Instagram story, but I forgot to put the blade in the tuna salad like chopper. That was really, I'm really not a chef. I really shouldn't.
Well, it looked mixed up. So you mixed it up. Nothing was in there. So it just moved around. Then you put the blade back in.
I turn on the little chopper. Nothing was chopping up because I like my tuna salad really chopped up. I don't know about you, but I don't like chunks. Like this is why I cannot eat the Whole Foods tuna salad because they'll leave chunks of tuna. Like, no, I want that thing pulverized, you know, and then you add a lot of mayo. You add honey mustard. You add like a splash of pickle juice. It's so good. You know, crunchy lettuce, tomato, onion, the whole thing. Right.
Okay, but anyhow, then you forgot the blade.
But I forgot the blade. So anyway, it was really... Don't ask me. I'll give you the whole scoop, by the way. AJ's obviously on the show. We got a ton of pop culture to talk about. NeNe Leakes going after Andy Cohen. We've got to talk about that. That's a huge story. Also, I'm obsessed with the sexy hot doctor who won the Bum Bum competition like nationwide and now cannot be a doctor. She's moving to the United States. I'm pissed about the
story. Yeah,
me too. How sexist is that? That's ridiculous. Also, have you seen the porn company, this couple, where you can send your porn fetish or your porn script and they will act it out?
Completely. And
I love this couple. Have you seen it?
Well, I read the article and it was just the craziest things that people requested. Like, there's so many niche categories that I had no idea about.
None. Like, who actually gets turned on by seeing, like, somebody swat flies? You know what I'm saying?
That was one of them. Yep.
That is so random. So we'll get into all that, and then I will tell you about Luray Caverns after I finally have made sort of a Northern Virginia bucket list, because you all know I live in Leesburg. I moved out to the suburbs. My goal is to move to Los Angeles, right? So I want to do some of these things. It's a long trek to LA. It's like I'm walking there.
You got a marathon to go, baby, not a sprint. Okay, you're going to be trekking for a while.
I'm going to be here for a while. So I've created a bucket list, essentially, of everything that I want to do in Northern Virginia. And number one on that list, because for years I've seen Luray Caverns, these fucking caverns way out in Virginia with stalagmites and stalactites. They run TV commercials. This place looks like it's 7 million years old. We went yesterday. Was it worth it? $85. Do you think it was worth
it? Per person? Oh, they've upped the prices since I went in kindergarten. This is like a science. This is what your science teacher takes you on a field trip. And Sarah goes with her husband.
Well, we got the garden tour. That was an additional $9 a person.
Oh.
So, it was like $85 with tax and everything included. Girl, it has changed a lot since you were there in fourth grade. Let me tell you.
Pricey excursion, let me tell you.
People were on my IG like, oh, I went back in the day when it was $3. I guess they've definitely adjusted the prices. They've adjusted the prices.
Inflation.
So was it worth $80? I'll get to that. All right, let's thank our sponsors, Saucy. Guys, if you haven't taken advantage of Saucy, they are in major cities all across the country. And what do? They deliver alcohol, spirits, all the mixers, lemons, limes to your door in 30 minutes or less. Now, they will check your ID. They do encourage you to drink responsibly, as we all do. But nothing's worse when you're having a party or a night in, you need more liquor, and then you've got to try to send somebody. Nobody wants to like kill the buzz of the party. Well, with Saucy, you can download their free app or go to their website, saucey.com. You can use code HeyFrage for $10 off your first order. So if you are in Philadelphia, New York City, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., if you listen to us, what were some of the other major cities? You know, go to saucy.com. You'll see it. Those are like the big ones that I can all remember. Anyway, use code HeyFrage. You get $10 off. I love this. They're one of my favorite advertisers because like back in the day, I needed this service. And now, boom, it's totally available to you. You can get almost any alcohol spike seltzer that you can imagine. You can order it all. Someone delivers it. They check your ID. And then, boom, the party continues. Go to saucy.com. Also, Rothy's. We love Rothy's. We've been telling you about their shoes and handbags for years. Well, Rothy's shoes are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design. With many chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect pair for any adventure. Not only that, but Rothy's come with free shipping and free returns. Vogue calls Rothy's, quote, a personal obsession. And Health says they're the most comfortable shoes on earth. Don't AJ and I know it. Not only that, when you get tired of them or they get dirty, you can throw them in the wash. You just dry them and then they're as good as new. Don't wait. You're going to want to order your Rothy's and their fabulous line of handbags. They have all new designs out for fall. Check them out. Shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/Frage. That's rothys.com. rothys.com/Frage. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/Frage today to place your order. Lastly, this giveaway was curated by AJ and Dr. Will from Horizon Fibroids and our guy, David Gorman Insurance. Today is the final day to enter our fall coffee blowout giveaway and get an MCM crossbody handbag. This bag is gorgeous. It's here at my house because I'm getting ready to ship it out to the winner. We're picking the winner at 5 p.m. And then when you share the contest on your IG story and you tag myself, Dr. Will, Dr. David Gorman. Boom, you're entered in the second prize, which is a $50 gift card to Bloomingdale's. This is a coffee blowout picked by AJ herself because she is an expert in all things coffee. So you're getting an endless supply of thermal mugs for you and your friends. You get a whipper that will help make beautiful foam on the top. Collagen creamer. This whole thing I love. I can't wait to pick. It's going to be very hard. The winner is picked at random. It's going to be hard to pick.
I hope that app works. Yes, you guys, this, I want all this stuff. Okay. I picked it with myself in mind. All right.
Well, you curated it great because I think we've had something like 700 entries or something, which is crazy.
People love the coffee. It was National Coffee Day yesterday. You know, I was basically just like jerking it off all day.
Well, you're jerking off and celebrating National Coffee Day. Well, I'm jerking off today because it's International Podcasting Day. So, you know.
Are you going to post and be like, you know, do one of those posts? 6 years in the business, baby. I'm so thankful for my fans.
How'd you know I already did that one? I'm like, I just started this morning. Yes, I did that one. Yep, absolutely. I was trying to think of something more clever. I don't know. You know, I got to come up with something a little bit better for Twitter. I don't know.
Twitter, a fun montage of clips. I love a good montage.
Oh, okay. Maybe I need a good montage then. Because I'm like, what can I do?
The ever-evolving Sarah Fraser show.
That's the fucking truth. By the end of the video, people will be confused. They'll be like, is this still a show? Is this a podcast? Is this where is this? it's International Podcast Day, goddammit. You can find it on Spotify. Anyhow, I'll have to come up with something. But yeah, it is International Podcast Day.
I love that.
I kind of ignore them because there's a day for everything. You know what I mean?
There is. It's probably a cottage cheese day, and that should also be your national holiday.
I mean, there's National Fart in the Wind Day. You know, it's everything. Every day is something. So shout out to everybody watching. We'll get into some topics. Claire is on. Andre is on. Andre Alexander, who we love. Y'all amazing. Thank you for joining the live stream. People are totally grossed out. Carla, Lisa, bye. yeah, the cottage cheese and New England fest. But anyway, I'll have to show you a video. So where do you want to start, Age? There's some interesting, you know, news about NeNe Leakes, who came out yesterday calling Andy Cohen a racist, also saying that Wendy Williams needs to stop speaking about her and spend more time on how to get her legs and ankles to drain from lymphedema. What do you want? Where do you want to start?
How you doing? Well, you know, I did want to hear a little bit about, you know, Lorraine Caverns, you know, and the stalagmites, you know, and we could get into my alleged coke addiction. Okay.
Oh my God. Well, are you okay? Well, I'll talk about Lorraine Caverns after this, but what about, did you watch these clips? Like, this whole drama, does anyone know? Cause you also follow Housewives. You like NeNe. Anyone know? So she alleges that Andy Cohen is racist, made money off her back, and essentially that no one knew who Andy was until we knew who NeNe was, right? Until NeNe made the franchise known. But does anyone know the specific allegation? So what did they do that was racist? Just underpaying her, or have we heard that yet?
I don't even know. When I see these headlines, I go, more housewife headlines. Like, I'll read the headline and then I'll take it with a grain of salt and then I usually move on. I was more interested in the Wendy Williams one only because it's a bold accusation to say that she's like a cokehead. For Andy, I'm not going to say, I think NeNe's wrong for saying that. Andy had his own radio show. He was, yes, behind the scenes in Housewives. And maybe like the NeNe connection brought it out because she was such a personality and they were able to make money off of the franchises, like a lot of money after her. But for her to say like, nobody knew who Andy was until I came on the stage. I don't know if I believe that.
Which, by the way, the cocaine thing, I think, was a low blow. Because remember a couple of weeks ago when
it was
Wendy,
a low blow.
Not a couple of weeks ago. Not a couple of weeks ago. Like maybe a year or two ago when Wendy was going through a divorce. Remember she relapsed and she was living in a halfway house in New York to go through coke. She was back on pills. And like cocaine.
You're right. For some reason, I thought it was alcohol. No, it was coke.
Yeah, she'd like fallen back into her addiction.
Oh God. Okay. Oh.
I know. So anyhow, now the two are reportedly not friends. NeNe has been releasing a series of videos on YouTube where she alleges that, you know, yeah, Andy and Bravo are racist and she wants nothing to do with Wendy and Wendy needs to drain them legs. I don't think it's that easy with lymphedema, but you know, I like that quote. I just enjoy that.
Well,
she's like...
as we all know, NeNe has given us some of the famous quotes of all time. When she walks into that girl, she goes, "Where are you living? Oh, a white refrigerator. Oh, God. Oh, child, you need to get out. Oh, who's living with a white refrigerator?" And then I went downstairs to like our like lower level kitchen, and I was like, "Oh, my God, we have a white refrigerator. Get it out of the house."
I know. I think my mom does, too. NeNe has had some of the greatest lines over the years. I don't know. I want to know more of the details to then pick a side. But I will say this. I feel like NeNe has become very, very bitter and jaded for whatever has happened. I don't know if that's underpaid. Maybe racist things did go down there. I don't know. I'm fascinated by Andy Cohen not responding at all. So his PR people have been contacted numerous times about NeNe, and they will not say anything. So I don't know if they're expecting a lawsuit. I don't know.
I'm just opening up a USA article that says she's blaming them for systematic racism. So maybe she's pointing her fingers at Andy Cohen, but it's actually the whole Bravo institution. So maybe she's piggybacking off of the Vanderpump Rules incidents that happened.
Yeah, that they perpetuate it.
Right. I think you're right that she's just a little bit of a little sour as cottage cheese. You know, she's just sour.
Well, I mean, she has so many amazing things going for her. You know, I heard that her live shows used to be excellent. Now, obviously, yep. She can't do that because of the pandemic, right? And, you know, in National Harbor here in Maryland, in the D.C. area, she has a boutique over at MGM. So
she does?
Yeah. Yeah. Which we should go over and check out. And I believe it's still open through the pandemic. Yeah. She has like a pop-up boutique that's still there at MGM Casino.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've stepped foot in that place maybe 3 times. Great, great, great place. Love it. No, I've been in there. It's actually really nice.
It's so nice. Why have I not been there more? Dan and I went over one day and I don't know why. I guess I should go there more because it's a
gambler. I'm not a gambler.
I'm not a gambler either. See, I don't know. I love to play 21, but I don't want to give them any of my money. So I'm just like, oh, where's like the faux, like, where's the charity table where you play like with just random chips? They don't do that.
You can go to the penny slots and just get free drinks.
All right, we got to do that. I got to get more into it, but I never seem to get, and like to me, when I go to a casino, I want to be in Vegas. You know what I mean? Because then it's like anything goes. Like I want to walk around with penis clogs in Vegas, like, you know, just being wild. Everyone's on a bachelorette party. Are you still there, AJ? Oh, I think we lost her. Oh, no. Did something disconnect? I feel like she's texting. Anyway, all of a sudden, AJ's down. AJ's down. Anyhow, she'll pop back on. So, yeah, that was the NeNe Leakes story. If you guys didn't hear, yesterday I went to Luray Caverns out in Luray, Virginia. I had said that it was on my bucket list of things that I wanted to do. Well, finally went, and was it worth it? Because I teased everybody, all right, I will tell you on today's show, is it worth it? And I'll say this, it's 100% worth it. I loved going, and, you know, it definitely is expensive. So you end up paying something like, I don't know, $35, $40, like a ticket. But we went, and it was unbelievable. So I was in love with it. I thought it was fabulous, worth everything, and I would definitely go again. I also made Schman, and I think I'm going to put up a vlog. We did like a whole vlog thing. I made Schman pay the extra $10, and then we went and did the garden maze, which was downpour, and that fucking thing, we were lost like left and right. It's one of those like corn mazes, right? You get in a garden maze, you're trying to go left, you're trying to go right, you're trying to get these clues. Anyway, I had no idea out there in Luray that it was so beautiful. 7 million years old. And I'm always just, and of course it was discovered in the late 1800s with these stalagmites and stalactites. And essentially, like somebody had thought to build a home above the caverns. It was the first place where they had tested indoor air conditioning because of the draft that came up, because obviously there's like this hollow cave. It is mind-blowing that these like stalagmites and stalactites continue to create. I thought it was well worth it. There were way more people there than I ever had anticipated, but I loved it. It was a great day. If you've ever been out there, okay, now this was creepy as fuck. They also have a kid's toy museum. I'm going to tell you right now, thank God that's free, because if I had to pay for that, I would have been pissed. So they just had all these random toys from Playmobil and like some other couple of things that they've collected. And then they have this guy there as the like the counter thing. And you're like, what in the, sir, what? That part was real creepy. I'm not going to lie. But I loved it. We had a blast. I dragged Schman out there. He did not want to go at all. He was not a fan. He was not feeling it. And I said, you have to go. It's going to be a blast. And we did. We loved it. So I've lived here 14 years. I've never been out there. I keep seeing all the ads. I keep seeing all the things. And then... anyway, I was saying like Luray Caverns was totally worth it. It was amazing. And you'd said that you'd back in the day when you were like in, I don't know, like fourth grade or something.
Yes, TBT. I mean, it was, God, like I just remember the only two words was stalagmite and stalactite. And I left there thinking I was a genius. I was like, all right, I learned something today. No, it was huge back then. You know, when you're little and you go back to those places and everything seems massive, but you said they're pretty impressive.
Oh, I thought it was, I actually wish I had gone like a lot sooner. I don't know why I waited so long to go. For some reason, I kept thinking that the cave was small, but this cave is fucking massive. It's like a mile walk through it. It's huge. They had a bunch of high school kids there. And I mean, at the end, I was just like, Dan, I want to know how many people have had sex here. And then when you're walking through, like, don't you, like, there's all these like cave areas where you can go in. I'm like, they must catch people having sex in here all the time. So, I stopped the kids at the end of the tour. I was like, what's the deal? Have you guys caught people having sex in there? And they're like, yes, over the years we have. And then the other thing I said, what's these stalagmites look like? They look like candy, right? They look like not real. And I said, it has been so difficult for me on this tour to not try to like pull one or touch one or like break it. And the guy goes, well, actually, back in the day in the 1920s and 30s, we used to encourage people to come with hammers and knock off a stalagmite and take it home. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, why would they do that? I guess they're not worth anything. So.
Well, I think back in the day, they didn't really appreciate like what a huge national treasure it was. And I think there's so many. So they would actually, in the 20s and 30s, people could go down there for like 5 cents and you could knock away at the place. And I'm like, ah, I was born in the wrong generation. I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah, you wanted to. I remember going into like the gift shops. They would give away like the rock candies. It looked like crystals and they're horrible candies. They're just like pure sugar. And I bought like 15 of them.
Well, I will say we did go into the gift store, which did kind of remind me of like some of my, like my grandparents' house and like my aunts and uncles' house where it was a mix of mold and cigarette smoke. Like that was sort of like, it was kind of, because it's like all this rock thing and it was raining yesterday. And definitely everybody there gets, you know, a lot of people from Pennsylvania, they get out of the car, they have a big cigarette right at the door entrance and then they go for the tour. And I was like, yeah, this is bringing me back to some smells.
Smoky smell in there. Yeah.
But it was fucking amazing. No, it was like mind blowing. I loved it. I like, they like had all kinds of cool features in there. They put an organ in there and they were playing some music. Of course, Dan was like, play some Def Leppard. I was like, oh God. Okay. Oh, he did.
There's high school students and you guys are living it up in there.
Oh, we had the best time with these high school kids. First of all, I mean, there wasn't an adult in sight. You could have done whatever you wanted in this place. But yeah, the kids were just like so funny. So we were, yeah, I really wanted to break them off though. I have to tell you, it was like an icicle. It's like, you just want to snap one. It was very hard for me to control it.
I mean, people have done it in the past. Just try it. You know, what's going to happen?
They did in the 20s and 30s. But yeah. So there's my full report on the Ray Cavern. I did a little vlog. I got to put that up too because it was definitely fun. We had a blast. And then I dragged Dan through the garden maze, downpouring. He was pissed. But
he loved that. Yeah, you guys had it looked like you were at Niagara Falls. You had like these raincoats.
Oh, he did. He had his poncho. It was like we were going on that boat tour where you go under Niagara Falls and everyone gets soaked. Yes, he was completely in that. It was crazy. All right, AJ, I want to know your opinion on this couple that you can send them your script of like what you want them to do porn-wise and they will act it out. What a booming bit. How brilliant is this? Because, you know, we talked about it many times on the show. Through COVID, BDSM, kink, all that stuff, fetishes are huge. I'm not really sure why, except for I guess more people are home. Maybe they're more on the internet. So they're kind of exploring these fetishes that they have more often.
Right.
So this couple, Dan and Rhiannon at Anatomic Media have now come to the forefront with bespoke porn, which scratches the itch of traditional porn that you can just reach. Basically, if you think of it, they can make it, including fly swatting porn, where people get turned on by watching people go around and kill flies with a fly swatter.
This is actually the weirdest thing to me.
It's so weird.
Because they were in production or something. Like none of them. And then he did some type of like sex work on the side, right?
Oh my God, yes. And they totally look, don't they look like the perfect pair to be doing this?
I mean, he is like, you know, one striped shirt away from Beetlejuice, and she is like right on par. I don't even know what's happening.
Well, and did you see where the guy, like, they've even had bizarre requests where a guy who collected stamps like his whole life, sounds like he just like lived in his basement, collected stamps, essentially wanted them to create a porn where they used these like expensive stamps that were probably worth something. They actually had the dilemma of like, should we do this? Should we not do this? Anyway, they did it. And then boom, like they said that apparently the guy was told by his therapist that like he needed to get rid of the stamps. So they created a stamp porn for him. What?
What does that even mean? What, like, he just gets all inside of them?
Like, I think people were masturbating and then putting stamps all over their body.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's what this guy does. So anyway, if you're into bespoke porn is what it's called, they will create any fantasy you have. You send them a script, you send them an idea. They also say the big one that's popular right now is pouring condiments over women's heads. Like this.
Like mustard?
Yes. Mustard, cottage cheese, you know, ketchup. They put it over the woman's head and then boom, there you go. They say that's a super popular one as well. Who gets turned on by that? And it's not like they're there in front of you. You're watching them on a video. Pass.
And they get, this is their job. What do you do when you're at a picnic for your kids and parents are like, so Barbara, what do you do? And you just have to, I'm into bespoke porn.
Bespoke porn.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Well.
I've never heard of this in my entire life. Think of like, I bet you think of the weirdest thing and they're like, we've done it.
I think they have. They'd be great guests on the show, though. I do want to know. I mean, because I wouldn't even think of stamps, right? I mean, you know, it's like, I guess mine would be something with balloon animals. Like, all right, you know,
cottage cheese.
What can you guys create for porn with cottage cheese? I'm here for that. Have you seen this doctor? I don't know why this is a story. I would go see this woman. Have you seen this beautiful doctor who wants, she's a stunning doctor, now can't find work in any hospital after entering Miss Bum Bum World? Her name is Reina Sozes. She's 26 years old and she currently lives in Bolivia, but she says that she's going to move to the United States where she hopes to work in the medical field. She's absolutely stunning. She's a model, but she's also a freaking doctor. She was a favorite to win the competition last year, but missed out to become in second place. She's unbelievable. And she says that in Bolivia now, people don't want to come to her. Her family are still against her choices, she says. The curvy doctor now claims that she is finding it hard to return to the medical field. Would this really deter you? Like, I would think she'd get so much business. I would go to a doctor like this. If you're still qualified, why wouldn't people go?
Exactly. If this is not interfering with your medical knowledge or your practice, people have no business. This is what she does in her private life. She's got a great ass. If anything, she should go into Brazilian butt lifts and start. It's like what Kylie Jenner did with her lip.
She should move to the United States and become a female plastic surgeon. I would go to her in a heartbeat. And in Bolivia, don't tons of people get plastic surgery? You're telling me she can't switch kind of directions in her career? Look at this woman. She's amazing. Don't you want to get your blood drawn from someone that looks like this? Yes.
She seems like a powerhouse. She's smart. She's a doctor. She already went to school for that. And she works out. Like, she's a jack of all trades.
Seriously. And it is so difficult to become a doctor. Well, welcome to the United States. You could be anything. I mean, can you imagine having a foot bunging and going to see her? Like a podiatrist? Hey, I mean, who wouldn't? She may actually get people who don't want to go to the doctor to go to the doctor.
You know what's crazy? I don't want to get sidetracked at all here, but I feel like I need to mention this. So my grandmother needs to go to the urologist a lot. And that's literally a doctor that studies pee, you guys. A urologist, okay? And no hate, no shade. But that's your life practice? Anyway, he looked exactly like what you would imagine a urologist look like. And I need urologist to look like this doctor, so it's not such a horrible experience in there.
I know. I do wonder that too. You know, when I like had all my gastrointestinal issues and I had to go to like, you know, like a doctor that basically puts their finger in your butt, I'm like, I hope you get paid so much to do this. Why would you ever want to look at people's assholes all day, like, and give colonoscopies? But they must make the most. They have to make $1 million a year, because who wants to put their fingers in someone's butt and sew up their anal fissure like I had? I mean, you know, you must be making bank.
the catheter guy. He had to insert catheters into ancient women's vagines.
Then I don't know how medical people do it, right? Because even sitting in an emergency nursing, like even if you're in an emergency room, you're looking around to yourself, like Lord knows what people have for issues, right? Like if they come in with a cut, you're like, okay, I could give you stitches. But like if they have something wrong with their ass and you look at some of these human beings and you think to yourself, did they even shower prior to coming here? Because that's my thing. I'm like, I do not want them to talk about me. So like even if I'm in dire pain, like I will shave my crotch before I go in. You know what I mean? Because I don't want them like saying, okay, oh my God, she came in here, you know, and I think I've seen her on TV. And have you seen that, Bush? I mean, I don't want that, but people don't care. They come in, they have no bra on, they haven't showered. What? Medical people deserve all the money.
I know, especially during a pandemic. I think about that. I'm just like, but you know what? You chose that life. So, and we chose talking. Okay.
I chose podcasting because I realized that I could not be diplomatic as a doctor. Like I would say to them, like, I'm sorry, I can't work on you till we give you a bath. Like, and you can't say that. You can't do that. Like, I'm sorry, I can't. Like the fact that you let this like laser like sarcoma grow on your face, which essentially is like a giant blackhead for the past 10 years because you didn't want to come into the dermatologist. Like, you're gross. Like, I would just have to tell people that.
Dr. Pimple Popper. I would have to tell those people, what were you thinking? You know, when it got an inch, you didn't want to pop that sucker.
God, it got an inch.
But you can't say that.
You know, we talk about too on this show, because I think we live in a world where whether it's social media or whatever, people inflate their numbers all the time, you know? And now you can buy... It's so funny, AJ, like you have this amazing following, which is all real, by the way, on your TikTok, right? You have almost 500,000 followers of people that follow you for impressions. Now right. I get emails all the time because, you know, of course, it takes me like 10 months to get like 100 followers. So I get these emails all the time, buy your following, buy your likes. And I'm just like, God, it's so fake. Like so many people are buying followers. Like, look at this. Look at this on our own fucking feed. Thank you, producer Alyssa. Want to become famous? Buy followers. Doesn't that drive you nuts that half of the people that you see that so-called have followings, it's all fake?
Yes. What bothers me is that I didn't realize that. Like that was a realization for me 10 months ago. That people, like, I'm just now coming to that fact that people buy all of their shiz. Had we known that, and you always love to remind me, like, age. You have to remember it's fake. I'm like, you're right. You're right. And I love when people get found out too.
I know, I do too. Well, and the big thing now, you know, is pay to get ranked in the top 200 of iTunes. And I'm fucking curious how many. Yes, I get hit up on LinkedIn all the time now from people that I look shady as fuck, right? From like Russia or whatever. And they're like, hey, do you want your podcast to trend in the top 200? Like for $500, we'll get you 100,000 bots. And you're like, what? I wonder how many people are doing that.
I know, because I see so many people posting on their Instagram, like, made the top 200, made the top 100. I'm the top 50 comedy. And while I want to believe it's real, I get worried that it's not, you know, now that it's like so easy to buy followers.
I know.
You can buy 100 followers for $5 now.
100 followers for $5 fucking bucks. Well, have you seen the latest with some TikTok stars that rented a fake private plane set and now have a deceptive backdrop for influencers? And they're saying that it's been around because we've talked about this before. And this is like way back in the day when I was on the radio, but back in the day, Kane and I did a story on how people were hiring paparazzi to follow them around. So you just put on a pair of glasses and then you could pay paparazzi like $600 to follow you for the day. So everywhere you went, it looked like you were somebody.
Of course.
So now they're doing it with sets. Like, so you can look like you're on a private jet when you're not. Like, you can be on this. Is Jeffree Star even on a private jet? I doubt it. I doubt it.
He's the biggest clout chaser of them all. Oh my God.
I know.
This one, it kind of looks like a shitty, like I didn't really, when I look at their pictures, I'm like, oh, well, you don't have a top of the line PJ. Sorry to say. What? There's only two recliners in there? Oh, okay.
Crazy. So there you go. Just be warned, because I feel like people fall for it all the time and I hate to see that. And people and young kids are so caught up, you know, in needing a Ferrari and needing all these things because they think that these people own them and they don't. It's all fake. They're not on a jet.
these guys, what are these even bozos doing? He's pretending he's talking on the phone to his fake manager and producer. The guy next to him is wearing, what is that, a Bill Cosby sweatshirt? I mean, it's, you know, talk him down a little bit, guys.
I'm convinced David Dorbeck lives in a trailer. I really am. I don't think for 1 second he's some, and he's not. Did you? Dorbeck. Yes, whatever his name is. Dorbeck, Dorbeck. I'm convinced he lives in a trailer in Illinois. Dorbeck.
No, he's okay. I think he's a real one. I think he's a real one. I think he's one of the top creators that's actually made it.
I don't know. Well, you know what he's doing now? Because I'm getting tagged and I'm like, you fuckers. Like, why are you using me? But now I want to enter. He's giving away 5 Tesla cars. Have you seen this? He just dropped it on his IG like overnight. I'm like, oh my God, this fuck. I swear to God. He goes home though in a Honda. I know it. I know he does. I know he does.
His best friend, who now is his manager, he's like worked with her forever. He bought her, like, it was like his first big gift, and he bought her like a, I don't know, a Tesla or a Maserati or something, and it was like the biggest thing, and now he just gives away Teslas.
What did David Dorbeck do to get famous? Just pranks? Was it pranks on TikTok?
Well, he's one of the first Viners. So like Liza Koshy, him, and then he dated Liza Koshy. So from Vine, they really monetized and went to YouTube. Oh. And then now they're just massive creators. He did pranks. He was on Instagram. And then he just, you know, he's gotten movie deals. Liza's gotten movie deals.
Yes. And he's hosting some show, I think, on Discovery or whatever. I have no idea what it is. David Dorbeck's Maze or something. It's so, you know, whatever.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I saw that. I saw that. I actually like him. I listened to him on Nikki Glaser's Sirius XM show, and I think he's like an actual creative guy. Like, I think he deserves all the attention he gets.
Well, there's one. There's one of them for you. There's one. Guys, we absolutely love you. Thank you for listening to the podcast per usual. If you get a chance today, go to iTunes, search The Sarah Fraser Show, hit 5 stars. Tell me what you love about the show. You can follow me on social media across all platforms at The Sarah Fraser, and you're definitely going to want to on Instagram because tonight at 5 o'clock, we do the big drawing for the MCM bag and the coffee giveaway. Yay! Andrea, where can people follow you?
First and foremost, hit 5 stars and write a damn review, okay? We need to hit 5,000. That's our new level. We need to hit 5,000, okay?
I like it. Yes, girl. Now, well, and if not, we'll buy them.
Yes. And then DM us and let us know you wrote a review, and I'll send you a direct message. I'll even message you. It's at Andrea Lopez Comedy on Instagram and TikTok, and this week I'm going to be on Carlisle Forrester. She's a comedian out in L.A. She's got a YouTube series called Here for the Hang, and we chit-chat about L.A. life. That'll be coming out, I believe, Friday on her, all across all her channels. Search Carlisle Forrester.
Awesome. Love it. All right, girly. Good to see you. Bye, guys. We'll see you with a brand new episode of TSFS tomorrow. I'm so excited about this. David Yontif from Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, who is an expert in all things reality TV, is on. We're going to be reviewing Bethany Frankel's brand new podcast. We'll drop that. And then David, how he became a successful podcaster, and he also worked for Martha Stewart, so he dishes the dirt on how difficult Martha was to work with. It's so fun. I can't wait. All right, guys. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.